Coach Ross Dalma joins us as the Door College Defenders prepare to play Dakota Wesleyan. Door College coming off a road win against Concordia. And, Coach, that win on Saturday over Concordia, you're going to need an effort equal to that here this evening, taking on a very similar Dakota Wesleyan team. Not a lot of wins in the conference, but they have your team's respect.
For sure, Mike. I think they're a very good team. New coaching staff, players that are getting adjusted to his style of play, and they played some very, very good teams very close the last couple times out in Briarcliff and Midland, led both of those teams at halftime and into the second half. I think they're a very good team. We know that this is a very difficult place to play. We have our work cut out for us tonight for sure.
What about this Dakota Wesleyan team makes or concerns you?
Well, Jalen Voss in the middle for them is as good of a post player as there is, not only this year, but in recent memory, I think, in our conference. He's very big at 6'7", 260, give or take some. But his hands and feet are very good, and very good touch around the basket. So they work through him, but they have some kids on the perimeter who can really shoot it. And then they just, I guess, complement each other very well that way.
How do you defend Voss in the post? What do you do?
Well, you know, one-on-one, he's going to be a handful. What we need to do is really get after people on the perimeter and really make the entry passes difficult and push higher and wider on the floor and just do our best with him. Hopefully, you know, we can get him in foul trouble. That would be great, but, yeah, that's kind of pie in the sky, but we'll do our best in that regard. It's just going to be a real struggle, I think, and if we can string together some consecutive defensive stops at different junctures throughout the game, we'll have a good shot at it, but this is just going to be a real test for us here tonight.
It's Coach Ross Dalma talking about the Adore College Defenders and the task in front of them, the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers at home at the Corn Palace. And this Dakota Wesleyan team, a team with some moving parts as well. We talked about that with the women's contest with Dort College, incorporating a new player into the lineup or into the rotation, and also losing a player to injury last week or since the last action. For Dakota Wesleyan, they're working Anthony Meilenberg into action. Meilenberg, an all-conference wide receiver for Dakota Wesleyan. Into the lineup for the last 2 weeks for Dakota Wesleyan, and he has had an impact on this squad. The Wesleyan men are 5-6 this season, 0-3 in league play, losses to Nebraska Wesleyan, Briarcliff, and Midland. Tigers have lost four games in a row with the three GPAC losses in that string and a loss to Johnson and Wales back on November 16. Wesleyan's averaging 74.8 points per game. They give up 70.5 points per contest, and they out-rebound teams 38.3 to 33.0. Tigers are making 44.3% of their field goals, and opponents make 42.9%. Corn Palace occupants are 4-2 at home and have forced 129 turnovers while committing 132. Jalen Voss, the post player Coach Ross Dalma talked about, is averaging 18.6 points per game with 5 rebounds. He's making nearly 60% of his field goals. Trey Berg is good for 15.4 points per game and 5 rebounds. He has made 36 of 76 three-point shots. Jade Miller's scoring average is 13.4, and he is taking down 5.7 rebounds. Luke Bamberg scores 9.4 points per game and a team-high 7 rebounds per contest. Tate Martin has an 8.9 points per game scoring average, and Meilenberg has a 6.5 points per game average since joining the team at the conclusion of the football season. The Defender men are 12-1 this season. They own a 9-game winning streak dating back to November 8. The Defenders are off to a 5-0 start in GPAC play. Dort College is outscoring teams by an average of 93.5 to 77.4, and they out-rebound teams 44.2 to 29.6. The Defenders convert 50.3% of their field goals. They allow teams to make 44.8% of their shots. Dort's three-point percentage is 36.5, while foes have made 35.8. The Defenders have attempted 399 free throws and made 283 for nearly 71% success. Opponents are 201 of 284. For 71% as well. Kyle Lindberg is scoring 17.9 points per game with a team-high 9.8 rebounds. He is shooting 58.6% from the field. Dalton Franken has lifted his scoring average to 15.5% on 49% field goal shooting, and he has a 4.5 rebounding average. Austin Kochi and Tyler Walterstorff average 13.2 and 12.1 points per game, respectively. Kochi has made 29 of 62 three-point shots for 46.8% success. Nathan Rendles has a team-high 50 assists in 13 games. He's also averaging 9.1 points and 5.0 rebounds and has a team-high 12 steals. David Denherter has appeared in all 13 games. He has an 8.2 points per game average to go with 4.8 rebounds, and he is making 66.7% of his field goal attempts. Alex Terpstra is second on the team in three-pointers made and taken, going 21 of 51 from the arc. He's averaging 7 points per game. Wesleyan men lost an 84-77 decision to Midland in Fremont on Saturday. The Tigers were led by Jalen Boss with 23. He was 11 of 16 from the floor. Miller had 17 points with 6 rebounds. Berg and Meilenberg had 14 and 12 respectively. Wesleyan was 30 of 60 from the floor and got out rebounded 30-28. Defender men were 93-70 winners over Concordia on Saturday. Got out to a 50-35 halftime lead. Defenders were never seriously challenged in the second half as they made 50% of their shots in the second period. York College was led by Dalton Frankens, 21. Tyler Walthersdorf added 16 with 7 rebounds. David Denherter converted 14 points, grabbed 6 rebounds. Kyle Lindberg and Austin Kachi at 12 and 10 respectively. Nathan Rendles had 6 assists and 4 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, starting lineup right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your probable starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the hosts from Dakota Wesleyan, Jalen Boss, 0-0, 18.6 points per game. He's a 6'7 junior. Luke Bamberg is a 6'6 junior. He wears number 2. He's averaging 9.4 points per game. Trey Berg is a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 15.4 points per outing. Tate Martin is a 5'11 freshman, averaging 8.9 points per game. And Jade Miller is a 6'4 sophomore, averaging 13.4 points per contest for the defenders. That's for Dakota Wesleyan, beg your pardon, for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Dort College's starting lineup being introduced right now. Here's their lineup. Number 15, a 6'1 sophomore from Colorado, Nathan Rendles, averaging 9.1 points per game. Austin Koch, he's a 6'4 senior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 13.2 points per game. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 17.9 points per outing. Number 33 is Dalton Frank, and a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.5 points per game. And Tyler Walthersdorf is a 6'5 junior. He wears number 35. He's from Sioux Center. He averages 12.1 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening tap right after this. Dort College in their black jerseys, trimmed out in yellow, white numbers and lettering. Dakota Wesleyan in their home whites with blue numbers trimmed out in black. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. Here we go. Nathan Rendles with the basketball. He passes over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Dalton Franken with the basketball gets a ball screen. He passes left side over to Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball gives it up over to Kachi. Kachi goes to Franken. Franken with it on the right wing. Franken with the basketball gives it up to Rendles. Rendles on the right side gets a screen. Nothing there. Down to the baseline. Muscles it up. Shot is good. Nathan Rendles with a two-point basket. The Dort College defenders lead 2-0. Rendles with his first bucket of the day. Dort College scores on its first possession. Jalen Voss passes left side with the basketball. Martin. Martin goes right side over to Berg. Trey Berg with it. Guarded there by Dalton Franken. Pass left side. Three-pointer on the way is good. Three-point basket by Tate Martin. And Dakota Wesleyan leads it 3-2. With the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg able to get around Voss, but the shot is blocked on the help defense by Luke Bamberg. Back the other way we come. Bamberg with the basketball. Comes back out front. Three missed badly. No good by Jade Miller. Here comes Dort College. Austin Kachi, left side over to Dalton Franken. Franken drives into the lane, and a charging foul called on Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken whistled for the personal foul, his first, the charge. And Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball back, 18:51 left to play in this first half. We are just underway. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Tate Martin walking it up. Martin with the basketball at the top of the key. He goes right side over to Luke Bamberg. Bamberg back to Martin. Martin will get a screen from Jalen Voss. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi up the floor quickly. Passes it off to Franken. Franken will pull up, cast up the two, and hits it. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads it 4-3. quickly up the floor with the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin passes Bamberg. Bamberg back over to Martin. Martin lob pass over the top intended for Voss. Voss unable to reach it. Ball goes down. Last touch by Martin. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the ball. They pass it in to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles at half court, setting the offense. He angles off, gets it back over to Franken. Franken, another jumper, top of the key, another long two. Within inches of a couple of three-pointers, Franken knocks down two long straight-on jumpers. Dort College leads it 6-3, 2 minutes into the contest. With the basketball out front is Tate Martin. Dort College in man-to-man defense comes over to Jalen Voss. Voss goes right side. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. They look down low for Jalen Voss. Voss working on Lindbergh. Kickout pass comes back over to Jade Miller. Miller gives it up. Left side Martin. Martin, round the horn they go. Comes back to Bamberg. 10 to shoot. Bamberg in traffic. His shot is good. Luke Bamberg makes it a 6-5 ball game. Dort College by a point. Rindles with the basketball and a foul called on the play against Tate Martin. Martin whistled for his first personal foul. Tate Martin whistled for the personal foul. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles to Traeger. He gets it into Tyler Walterstorff. Hands it back over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Got a screen. He's going to retreat. Now gives it up Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the left hand. No good. Rebound tapped out by Franken. And Franken has just picked up foul number two. Franken called for the push on the rebound. That's foul number two on Dalton Franken, that is. And now Dakota Wesleyan will come up the floor. Franken has to be smart here as they didn't get David Denherter checked in quickly enough. They pass out front to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Dort College with two substitutes waiting at the scorer's table. Attacking the basket will be Bamberg. Bamberg comes right side. They get it underneath. Intended for Voss. Taken away by Walterstorff on the help defense. Walterstorff up the floor pushing the issue. Tyler into the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up in traffic. He's going to retreat. Comes back out with it, gives it up for Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Lindbergh now facing up against Voss. Lindbergh puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Jalen Voss, and Voss picks up foul number one. To the free throw line to shoot a pair will be Kyle Lindbergh, and Dort College will get Dalton Franken off the floor with two personals. Here after the first free throw is shot. Kyle Lindbergh to shoot a pair. Dort College leading 6-5. 16:39 left to play in the first half. Free throw on the way by Kyle, up and good. Lindbergh, a 60% free throw shooter, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Tyler Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. Alex Terpstra checks in. Dakota Wesley encountering with a couple of reserves as well. Anthony Meilenberg and Stephen Lee checking in. So Voss is off the floor. Second free throw by Lindbergh is up, and he makes them both. Two free throws for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 8-5. Up the floor, left side is Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin comes out front to Trey Berg. Berg to Meilenberg. Meilenberg around the horn, left side over to Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball, gets a screen, kicks it into the right corner. Bamberg with it. Bamberg back over to Meilenberg. Meilenberg comes back out right side to Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan running the shot clock down. Long two on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles on the missed shot by Tate Martin. Here comes Dort College. 16 minutes left to go in the first half. Into the front court is Rindles, and we've got a foul called on Dakota Wesleyan. Foul's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan and Stephen Lee. Lee picks up his first, team foul number three. Nathan Rindles will inbound the basketball. Checking into the game is Brian Sumner for Dort College. Kyle Lindbergh will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles looking, gets it into the corner to Terpstra. Terpstra retreats to the perimeter. Gives it up Rindles. Rindles with the shot in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up with it is Stephen Lee. Lee gives it up to Martin. Martin goes right side over to Berg. Berg with it on the right side. He'll spot up, put up another three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College leading by three. Austin goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Sumner. Sumner said they swing it around right side over to back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Kachi. Kachi deep right side. Comes back over to Terp. Terp, three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Rindles, and Rindles tries to fire it to David and Herter underneath. Instead, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Kyle Lindberg checks back into the contest. Jalen Voss will check out. Jalen Voss checks in as well. So Lindberg and Voss both come back in, and Herter checks out for the defenders. Into the front court with the basketball is Berg. Dort College leading 8-5. Berg passes left side to get it to Jalen Voss. Voss working on Lindberg. His half hook in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi outlets over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Sumner, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Ryan Sumner with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 11-5. Sumner catches and fires the three without thinking. Knocks it down. Dort College up six. Lob passed over the top for Voss. Voss able to pin Lindberg on his hip. Was able to hold him off and gets the easy shot inside. 11-7 our score. Lindberg with the basketball. Comes back right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner, Kachi. Kachi. Left wing underneath it goes to Lindberg. Lindberg spins. Right-handed hook. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Voss. And now a reach-in foul called on the Dort College defenders. And I believe that's going to go on Terpstra. Alex Terpstra picks up the personal, his first. Team foul number three on the defenders. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Alex Terpstra is out. Inbounding the basketball will be Stephen Lee. Gets it into Trey Berg, and Trey Berg brings it up for Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan basketball out front to Lee. Lee left side it goes, Trey Berg. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rindles, right side to Sumner. Sumner, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball at the point. Lindberg's going to take it in. Puts it up. Shot no good. Tap in is good by Kyle Lindberg. He's got 4 points. Dort College leads 13-7. Dort College by six. Bringing the ball up is Trey Berg. Berg goes left side. They swing it back out front. With the basketball is Stephen Lee. Lee with the basketball. We got a player on the floor for Dakota Wesleyan who we don't have a name for. Meilenberg hits a two from the top of the key. It's 13-9. Meilenberg with the 2-point basket. With it out front is Kachi. Kachi, Sumner. Sumner drops it off for Lindberg. Lindberg, hook shot in the lane, left it short, no good. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Rindles. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dort College by four early. The player who we don't have a number for, name for, that's number 10 for Dakota Wesleyan, checks out of the contest. Not listed on our roster for the pregame. We'll find out at halftime who he is. Wesleyan, Tate Martin, passes right side Meilenberg. Meilenberg with it up front to Lee. Lee comes left side, Tate Martin. Martin, Voss, Voss, three, good. Jalen Voss with the three-point basket. He's got five, and the Dort College lead is one, 13-12. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles in between the circles, guarded there by Tate Martin. Gives it up Tyler Waltersdorf, now Austin Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg back and in against Voss. Lindberg off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way. Tate Martin with it. Martin with it on the right side. Pulls up, back over to Meilenberg. Meilenberg gives it up into the corner. Wesleyan off the dribble. Driving in is Miller. Miller kick out pass to Martin. Martin with the basketball. 12:30 remaining in the first half. Pass comes out front. Stephen Lee. His open shot, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Voss. Voss shot, no good, but a foul on the interior called against the defenders. And I believe that's going to go on Kyle Lindberg, and that'll be number one on Lindberg. Free throws on the way for Jalen Voss. Voss with 5 points tonight. He'll shoot two. So Jalen Voss to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. He's got six, and we're tied up. Ben Herter is in. Lindberg is out. Patrick Nabla checks into the contest. So it's Nabla, Sumner, Ben Herter, Waltersdorf and Kachi on the floor for the defenders. Wesleyan shooting for their first lead since it was 3-2. And he makes it. Jalen Voss makes both free throws. He's got seven. And the defenders trail 14-13. Patrick Nabilau with the basketball comes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff will drive in, draw some contact, shot is good. No foul call. Walterstorff makes the basket. It's 15-14. Dort College down up a point now. With it is Tate Martin. Martin on the right side, Meilenberg. Meilenberg back over to Martin. Martin with the basketball drops it off for Voss. Voss baseline jumper, good. Jalen Voss has it going right now. He's got 9 first half points. Defenders trail 16-15. Patrick Nabilau passes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Kachi. Kachi fires a three. Got it. 3-point basket, Austin Kachi, straight on, knocks it through. Dort College leads 18-16. 11:35 left to go in the first half. Well, the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin at the top of the key. Martin with it on the right wing now. Martin retreating now to the left wing. Comes back over to Meilenberg. Meilenberg, the long two, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball, brings it up court himself. Walterstorff into the lane, spin move. Puts it up, shot no good, and he's fouled on the play. And the foul's going to go on Stephen Lee, and that's number 2 on him. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Tyler got into the free throw lane. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So the free throw coming here for Tyler Walterstorff. 11-12 remaining in the first half. First free throw by Ty is up and good. Tyler, a 62% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. Jalen Voss on the floor right now with Jade Miller, Luke Bamberg, Tate Martin. Walterstorff makes both free throws. He's got 4, and the defender lead is 4, as they've scored the last 5 points. Pass comes left side. Driving in is Miller, and we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul on the play called on the defenders, and Patrick Nabla, his first. Team foul 5. Free throws on the way for Jaden Miller. Miller, a 68% free throw shooter. He'll shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. Breaks the run of 5 points in a row by the defenders. Another one on the way. So 11:03 left to go in the first half. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes them both, does Jade Miller. Miller averaging 13.4 points per game. Dort College leads 2018. Patrick Nabilau with the basketball for the defenders. Nabilau on the right wing, passes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff will attack off the dribble against Bamberg. Tyler puts it up, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball, pushing the issue into the front court. He passes left side into the corner, Jaden Miller. Miller back over to Bamberg. Bamberg left-handed three, got it. Luke Bamberg with 5 points, and Wesleyan has responded with 5 points in a row. They lead it 21-20. Dort College with the basketball, Nabilau. Nabilau out front, 10-20 and counting first half. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi on the left wing, goes to Den Herder. Den Herder working on Voss. Den Herder into lane, he's stripped. On the way up with it, coming back the other way is Bamberg. Bamberg driving in, kicks into the corner with the basketball. Jaden Miller, and Miller travels with it. Dort College will get the basketball back on the turnover. Lindbergh, Sumner, and Rindles in. Terpstra, Nabilau, and Walterstorff are out. Kachi remains along with Den Herder. I don't believe Kachi has checked out of the ballgame yet. 21-20, Dort College, trailing by a point. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball to Nate Rindles, and Rindles will bring it up, the sophomore. Nathan across the timeline, comes over to Austin Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. They give it out front to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball back over to Rindles. Rindles to Den Herder. Den Herder, Kachi. They give it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh, they bring the double team. Now he passes back over to Sumner. Sumner, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket, Brian Sumner, he's got 6, steadily getting better, 23-21 our score. Bringing the basketball up, Dakota Wesleyan and Tate Martin. Martin comes back over to Jaden Miller. Miller, out front, Wesleyan basketball. Tate Martin with it, into the corner to Jaden Miller. Jaden Miller underneath Bamberg. Bamberg matched up with Biden Herder. Driving in, kick-out pass, three-pointers up, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. They've got the numbers. Rindles fires right side, ball fake, Kachi. Kachi back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the lane, lost it. Now it's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball, bringing it up is Tate Martin. 9 minutes remaining in the half. Shot is up, count the hoop, and the help defense late in arriving, and Nate Rindles is going to be called for the personal foul. Foul on Rindles. That ties the game up. And a free throw on the way for Tate Martin. Martin, an 83% free throw shooter. Meilenberg checking in for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Trying to unlock the tie is Tate Martin. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Free throw is up, and it's good. Tate Martin gets it to fall down off of the rim. He's 5 for 5. And Dakota Wesleyan is retaking the lead at 24-23. Comes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball out front, Den Herder. Den Herder, right side Rindles. They give it up, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, lost it on the way up, picked up by Lindbergh. Lindbergh has it on the baseline, 20 to shoot for the defenders. No look pass inside to Sumner, and Sumner is stripped on the way up. Luke Bamberg got his mitts on it as he swatted it away. Dalton Franken's going to check back into the game. Austin Kachi will check out. We'll see how long Franken can go without picking up his third personal foul. Picked up two early ones after hitting a couple of jumpers. Lindbergh facing up against Bamberg. Lindbergh shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by the defenders. Sumner, another three, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Den Herder. Back over to Franken. Franken, Sumner, Sumner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded by Bamberg. Lindbergh, jump hook in the lane is good. Keep hammering away down low. Sooner or later, those shots will start to drop. Lindbergh with six. Coming back the other way over the basketball is Tate Martin. Dort College retakes the lead at 1-25-24. Meilenberg over the basketball. Meilenberg to Martin. Martin with the ball. Gives it up right side. Three-pointer off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Lindbergh brings it up the floor. Lindbergh tries to pass it off. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. At least it should be, and it will be. Walterstorff is in. David Den Herder checks out. Dort College leading by a point, 25-24, 7:59 left to go in the half. Inbounding the basketball is Rindles. Rindles looking, gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Bamberg. Lindbergh puts it up with the right hand, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Meilenberg. Meilenberg with the basketball. Meilenberg passes right side and trying to throw it down. Unable to do so is Jade Miller. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball is Dalton Franken. Franken with the ball, puts it up, and it's no good as it gets lodged between the glass and the rim. And they're going to call the foul before the shot, I believe. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers. Trey Berg whistled for the personal foul. That's his first. Bamberg will check out of the contest. Dort College leading by a point with a basketball. Sumner. Sumner gets it into Lindbergh on the release. Lindbergh working on Voss. Lindbergh layup good. That's not a good matchup for Dakota Wesleyan defensively. Lindbergh with 8 points. Dort College leads 27-24. And a foul called on Rindles in the backcourt. And those are the kind you don't want to pick up tonight. Rindles has just picked up his second, I believe. 7:30 remaining in this first half. And free throws on the way for Tate Martin. This will be a 1-1. So Martin to shoot the 1-1. He's an 83% free throw shooter. 1 for 1 tonight. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Trying to trim it back to a 1-point ball game. Nate Rindles conversing with the official Jeremy Grady right now. The other two officials are Jason Selchert and Levi Pearson. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Martin makes both free throws, averaging 8.9 points per game. He's got 8 points tonight. Dort College leads 27-26. 7:24 remaining in the first half. Dalton Franken with the basketball. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. And a foul called on the rebound. And Nate Rindles, I believe, has just picked up his third. Got to be smarter than that. So Franken's shot is good. And Nate Rindles picks up his third on the rebound. Actually on the made shot. And man, the shooting the free throws are one thing now for Anthony Meilenberg. the bigger concern is Sorrendel's on the bench with three personals. He picked the last two up in 20 seconds. And both of them a long ways away from the defensive end. Shot no good by Meilenberg. Dort College with a three-point lead, 29-26. Pass comes over to Franken. Franken puts it up in traffic. Shot is good. Dalton Franken with 8 points. Dort College leads 31-26, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. Pass comes left side. Three on the way. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College in transition. They have the numbers. Waltersdorf crosses over. Back over to Dalton. Dalton right side. They give it up to Sumner. Trapped in the corner. Bryan with the basketball. Goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh reverses Ty. Ty, three-pointer. Get in there. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Jalen Voss. Voss with the basketball. Back over to Tate Martin. 6:40 remaining in the half. Comes right side over to Jaden Miller. Miller gives it up. Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin with it on the right wing. Man-to-man defense still applied by the defenders. Martin with the basketball. Comes out front to Berg. Pass down low to Voss. Voss travels with it a couple times. Throws it up off the glass and gets it to go. Jalen Voss with 11 points. Got away with a couple of travels. Covered a lot of ground. And throws it off of the glass. 31-28, Dort College by three. Neither team has used a timeout yet, and both teams are starting to show a little fatigue here late in the first half. Pass comes over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Right side, Lindbergh working against Voss. They get it underneath Tyler. Tyler is fouled on the play, and Jade Miller has just picked up the personal. Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Ty Waltersdorf. Tyler to shoot two. That's team foul number six on Dakota Wesleyan. On Dort College, shooting on the hostile end of the floor. Free throw on the way for Tyler is up and good. 5 for 5 is Waltersdorf. Den Herter and Kachi are in for the defenders, joining Waltersdorf, Franken, and Nabla. 5:55 left to go in the half. Another free throw on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 5 points, and it's going to stay at five as he misses the second free throw. He rattled it out. 32-28, Tate Martin with the basketball. Martin with it up the floor for Wesleyan. Martin setting the offense. He passes right side over to Trey Berg. Berg to Voss. Voss sets a ball screen. Comes back right side. Three on the way is up and good. Chris Menning with the three-point basket. That is who number 10 is. He cuts it down to a one-point game at 32-31. Franken will put up the three. Swish. 11 for Franken. 35-31 answering with a three. Dort College up four. 5:10 remaining. With the basketball is Tate Martin. Comes out front to Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Bamberg comes over to Martin. Here's that part of the game where you want to string a couple of stops together. And a foul is going to be called on Austin Kachi as he checks Jalen Voss on the cut through the lane. Austin Kachi picks up his first. Team foul number 9 on the defenders. And shooting 1-1 will be Jalen Voss. Voss, a 77% free throw shooter. Voss has been as good as advertised so far tonight. 11 points and make it 12. Another free throw on the way for Voss. It's 35-32. Second free throw coming for Jalen Voss. Voss, a junior from Worthington, Minnesota. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. Voss with 4 made free throws here in the first half, and the defenders lead 35-33. Voss has really turned himself into a pretty good player since his freshman year. He's gotten himself in much better shape, it appears. Ball is stripped free on the baseline. Out of bounds, last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Nabla will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Patrick Nabla to throw it in. Dort College leading by two. They get it in to David Den Herter. Den Herter too strong off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan, and they can tie it with a two or take the lead on a three. Pass goes left side. With it is Menning. Menning comes back over to Voss. Voss lost it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh checks back in. Bringing the basketball up will be Patrick Nabla. Nabla with it on the right wing. Nabla picks up his dribble, gives it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the elbow, and he is fouled on the play. Reach-in foul called on Chris Manning, and he can't believe it. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Dakota Wesleyan thus far 9-for-10 on free throws. Dort College by comparison, 5-of-6. Lindbergh free throws to extend the two-point lead. 4:27 left in the half. Lindbergh's free throw on the rim won't go down. 35-33, Dort College by 2. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin with the ball. Martin passes it left side over to Trey Berg. Berg driving, nothing there. Reverses, right side three, up and good. Three-point basket for Tate Martin. He's got 11. And Wesleyan retakes the lead at 36-35. Comes over to Dalton Franken. Franken with the basketball, gives it up Kachi. Kachi on the right side underneath Den Herder. Den Herder working against Voss, off of the glass, good. Two-point basket for David Den Herder. Dort College retakes the lead at 37-36. They lob it down low for Voss. Voss blocked from behind by Den Herder. Puts it up again, and Den Herder fouls Voss this time, and he'll make Voss go to the free throw line to earn him from the charity stripe. Voss already 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws here. He's got 13 first half points, and Jalen Voss will go to the free throw line. First free throw on the way for Voss. Up and good. Another one coming for Voss. Headlocked right now at 37 all. Sumner is in. Franken is out, so he was able to go a little over 5 minutes without picking up his third personal. See how long he retreats to the bench. 3:39 left to go in the half. Another free throw on the way for Voss, trying to give Wesleyan a one-point lead, and he missed that one. We're tied, and it's our first tie of the basketball game. 3:37 left to go in the first half. It's 37-37. Nabla with the basketball, running the point for the defenders. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi down low, Den Herder. Den Herder off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way with the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin with it at the top of the key. Hesitates. 17-footer off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh able to grab it. He stops on the perimeter. Now he's going to spin in. Puts it up off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Voss, and Voss is fouled on the play by David Den Herder. David Den Herder picks up his second personal, and Jalen Voss will take the walk to the other end and shoot another two free throws. Voss is 5-for-6 on free throws. 3:03 remaining in this first half. Jalen Voss to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan. First free throw on the way for the junior is up and good as that one rims through. Points now for Voss. He's got team and game honors. Dalton Franken has 11 for the defenders. Wesleyan opens up a one-point lead at 38-37 pending the second free throw. This one's up and off the mark, no good. Rebound poked, though, by Bamberg. Gets the return pass, shot blocked by Lindbergh, but the putback by Bamberg is good. Bamberg with 7. And Wesleyan has the biggest lead of the ballgame at 40-37. Tyler Waltersdorf over to Brian Sumner. Sumner to Walt. Walt with it on the left wing. Tyler with the basketball. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla to Tyler. Tyler kicks it out. Sumner. Sumner, three ball. Got it. Brian Sumner with his third three of the ballgame. He's got 9, and we're deadlocked at 40. 2:33 left to go in the half. With it out front is Bamberg. Bamberg comes back over to Martin. Martin with the ball. Martin gives it up Bamberg. Bamberg will let fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. Defenders into the front court. Kachi crosses over. Gets it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane. Spin move. Puts it up over the top of Bamberg. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up Kachi. Kachi with the left hand from the right side. Awkward looking shot. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Both teams pretty tired. Neither team has called a timeout. They've refused to call a timeout in the first half. Tate Martin with the basketball. He goes into the right corner. Gives it up to Chris Manning. Manning shovels it right side over to Jade Miller, and Miller travels with it. Dort College gets the basketball back. 40-40 our score. Into the front end, checking into the contest will be Anthony Meilenberg. Manning will check out. Patrick Nabala continues to run the point for the defenders. Dort College starting point guard Nathan Rindles is on the bench with three personal fouls. He left with about 7 minutes left to go in the half. Into the corner goes Kachi. Kachi underneath Lindbergh working against Voss. Hook shot by Lindbergh, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Walt can it to get it to go. Rebound taken away by Jalen Voss, and the Dort College defenders unable to knock down the short shot. Coming back the other way, Dakota Wesleyan. Driving is Martin. Martin drops it off outside Meilenberg. Meilenberg on the right wing. Meilenberg gives it up to Miller. Miller at the top of the key. Left side pass to Bamberg. Bamberg down to the baseline. Bamberg down on the baseline, and he steps out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jeremy Grady makes the call on the far baseline. 109 remaining. Dort College basketball. Length of the floor in front of the defenders. Bringing the basketball up will be Patrick Nabla. Nabla into the front court. Dort College in. Dakota Wesleyan deadlocked 40 apiece. Comes back right side Sumner. He's had the hot hand here in the first half. And it's stripped and taken away by Meilenberg. Meilenberg gives it off. Meilenberg, too strong off of the glass, gets it to go with a soft touch. Looked like it was going to smack off of the glass, too strong. Meilenberg with a two-point bucket. Coming back the other way is Lindberg. Lindberg, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Comes back right side, Waltersdorf. 38 seconds on the game clock, 24 on the shot clock. They give it up to Kachi. Kachi, curl screen. They try to pass it down low, and it's taken away by Voss, and here comes Wesleyan with a chance to close the half of the bucket. Dakota Wesleyan is going to use their first timeout of the basketball game. This will be a 30-second timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. We will close the half with their last possession in all likelihood. 25.9 seconds remaining. Wesleyan 42, Dort College 40. Wesleyan getting a bucket off a steal by Anthony Meilenberg on their last possession, and then Jalen Voss getting a steal on the post defense to set up this final possession. With the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball out front, guarded there by Nabla. Dort College does not have a foul to give. They give it up to Bamberg. Bamberg back over to Martin. Martin with the basketball. He'll put up the 17-footer, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. 1 second left. He'll fire it up, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 42, Dort College 40. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. 42-40, Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball game. Dort College led by as many as five. Dakota Wesleyan is led by as many as three. Dort College is topped by Dalton Frankens, 11 points. Dakota Wesleyan is led by Jalen Voss with 15. 42-40, Dakota Wesleyan in front by two. Let's take another break, and we'll be back, hopefully, with some stats from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 42-40. Dort College is led by as many as five. Dakota Wesleyan is led by as many as three. Dort College, 15 of 37 from the floor, 40.5%, 5 for 9 on threes, 55.6%, 5 for 7 on free throws, 71.4%. For Dakota Wesleyan, they're 13 of 30 from the floor, 43.3%, 5 for 15 on threes, 33.3%, 11 of 14 on free throws, 78.6%. Rebounds, Dort College 23, Dakota Wesleyan 19. Turnovers, Dort College 6, Dakota Wesleyan with 5. Individually, Dort College led by Dalton Frankens, 11 points. He's 5 for 5 from the floor, 1 for 1 on a 3-point shot. 9 points for Brian Sumner, 3 for 4, all on three-point baskets. 8 points for Kyle Lindbergh. 5 for Tyler Waltersdorf. 3 for Austin Kachi. 2 for Nathan Rindle. And 2 for David Den Herter. Dakota Wesleyan topped by Jalen Voss with 15. 11 by Tate Martin, 7 by Luke Bamberg. 4 points for Anthony Meilenberg, 3 for Chris Manning, and 2 for Dave Miller for their total of 42 points. Kyle Lindberg has a team-high 7 rebounds, 6 for Austin Kachi, 4 for Nathan Rindles. For Dakota Wesleyan, Jalen Voss has 8 rebounds, 4 for Luke Bamberg. 4 assists for Tate Martin, 3 for Trey Berg. For Dort College, 3 assists for Tyler Walterstorff, 2 for Kyle Lindberg. We're at halftime, Dakota Wesleyan 42, Dort College 40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more in a moment. We're at halftime. Dort College trailing Dakota Wesleyan 42-40. Halftime scores from the conference. It is Nebraska Wesleyan leading Concordia 44-25. While Marty leads Morningside at halftime 58-43. Earlier tonight, Dort College women lost to Dakota Wesleyan 81-56. Concordia dropped Nebraska Wesleyan 94-65. And it was Morningside over Mount Marty 79-51. Both teams have made it out of the locker rooms, warming up for the second half. Let's take one more break and be back with second half play from the Corn Palace right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dakota Wesleyan leads Dort College 42-40 as we begin the second half of play. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball to start the second half of play. Dort College with their original starting five on the floor. The same is true for Dakota Wesleyan. Voss, Bamberg, Berg, Martin, and Miller on the floor for Wesleyan. For Dort College, Rindles, Kachi, Lindberg, Franken, and Walterstorff. Wesleyan with the basketball. Working it up is Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball, gives it up left side. Three-pointer is good for Trey Berg. And Dakota Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 45-40. Bringing the basketball up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles to Lindberg. Lindberg to Franken. Franken, jumper in the lane from 12, is good. Dalton Franken with 13 points. Dort College trails 45-42. Trade a 3 for a 2. Dakota Wesleyan up by 3 now. Jumper, top of the key. 3 is good for Luke Bamberg. Bamberg with 10, so back-to-back threes for Dakota Wesleyan, and they have opened up their biggest lead of the game now at 6. Dort College basketball. Lindberg passes over to Franken. Franken to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Gives it up to Kachi. Kachi back over to Franken. Franken cooking. 3-point basket right wing. He's got 16. Dort College trails 48-45. Bringing the basketball up is Dakota Wesleyan. Tate Martin calling out a set play. Wesleyan basketball. They pass it right side. They give it up out front to Trey Berg. Trey Berg picks up his dribble. Bamberg. They look down low for Jalen Voss. Now they'll run a pick and roll. Tate Martin, 3, off the heel, no good. Figure they had to miss one sooner or later. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College down 3. Rindles into the front court. Lindberg. Lindberg gets around Voss, and a foul called on the play against Jalen Voss. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Jalen Voss has just picked up his second. And the free throw on the way for Kyle Lindberg. 18:26 left to play in this ball game. So Lindberg, the senior from Margate, Florida, to the free throw line for a pair. First one short, no good. It's 2 for 4 tonight from the free throw line. One of them on the front end of a bonus. Another free throw coming. Lindberg with 8 points. Second free throw is up. That one rolls home. Back to where we were at halftime, 2-point ball game, 48-46. Lindberg with 9 points. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Trey Berg with it. Berg passes it off to Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin, they pass right side. Trey Berg. Berg out front. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Pushes it ahead to Dalton Franken. Franken with the basketball. Puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan pass into the front court. Jalen Voss. Voss shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. And Rindles is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Tate Martin. That's his second. Well, missing the shot was Dalton Franken. He got it blocked. That was his first miss in seven tries. Eight tries, I should say. He was 7-for-7 up to that point. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi, curl screen, 15-footer, right side, good. Kachi with five. We're tied at 48 all. 17-38 left to play in the game. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Tate Martin. Martin with it on the right side, Bamberg, and they throw it away. Hits off of the official, out of bounds, last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be North College basketball on the right sideline in the backcourt. North College with it, Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing, back over to Tyler. Tyler goes left side over to Franken. Franken, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf to Kachi. Kachi, left wing. Comes back over to Tyler, right side Franken. Franken, ball fake, nothing there. Here's Kachi. Kachi gets around his man, lays it up with the right hand, good. Austin Kachi with seven. North College retakes the lead at 50-48. 17 minutes remaining. With it out front is Trey Berg. Berg, they look down low. That's Bamberg trying to feed Voss. North College trying to hem him in. A help defense on with Tyler Waltersdorf on the backside. Bamberg out front. They give it down low to Voss. Voss working on Lindberg. Voss, crossover move. His shot hangs on the rim, won't fall down. Rebound taken away by Franken. Wesleyan retreated everybody back. They didn't have anybody on the offensive glass. Lindberg, left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton drives in, has it stripped. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan off and running. Tate Martin feeds the trailer. Ball's down on the floor. Tipped by Kachi. Now a shot on the perimeter, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg to Rindles. Rindles up the floor with a head full of steam. Rindles has it poked away from behind. Laying out for it was Luke Bamberg to break that play up. And the North College defender lead is 50-48. The college has outscored Wesleyan 10-6 to open the second half. Throwing the ball in will be Nathan Rindles. David Denherter is in the ballgame. They get it into Lindberg. Lindberg off of the glass, good. Kyle Lindberg with 11 points. North College leads by 4, 52-48. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Tate Martin on the right sideline with it. And Wesleyan's going to call their first timeout, or their second timeout, their first of the second half. And the defenders have taken a four-point lead. Wesleyan basketball when we're back right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. North College 52, Dakota Wesleyan 48. Wesleyan forced to use their first timeout of the second half, their second of the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Voss is fouled on the play, and that's a peepee. David Denherter gets called for the personal, his third. Jalen Voss will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. I had thought they might call a travel violation on Voss. Instead, it's a foul on Denherter, and that's his third. 52-48 our score. First free throw by Voss is good. He's got 16. 52-49. Voss makes the first free throw. That's Jalen Voss for Dakota Wesleyan. Second free throw is short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg, and Lindberg is in double digits, four rebounds. North College leading 52-49. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Koch. He beat Meilenberg to it. Pass comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg down to the baseline. Pinned on the baseline. They get it Rindles. Rindles back over to Lindberg. Lindberg facing up. Lindberg gets a step, puts it up. Shot no good, and the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the front court. With it on the right side is Meilenberg. Meilenberg over to Tate Martin. Martin with it on the right wing. Comes back right side. Shot is partially blocked, but a foul on the play called on Dalton Franken. Franken's whistled for his third. Foul trouble could be an issue before this one's over. Free throws on the way for Chris Menning. This is Menning's first action of the season. That was in the first half. Manning, a right-handed shooter, will step up. First one on the way, gets it to roll out. No good. Looked like it was going to drop in, and it fell out. 52-49, Dort College leading by three. Another free throw on the way for Manning. Sumner is in. Franken is out. Franken will catch a quick breather with three personal fouls. Dort College with a three-point cushion right now. Manning, another free throw. On the floor for the defenders, Sumner and Herter. Rindles. That free throw by Manning is good. He's got four, and the defender lead is 52-50. Kachi and Lindbergh also on the floor for the defenders. I think I got all five for you. Right side, Rindles. Rindles out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi to Sumner. Sumner with it. Sumner's going to drive down to the baseline. Reverses outside to Den Herter. Den Herter gives it up, Kachi. Dort College by a deuce. Kachi, a deep three ball. Bang, bang, bang. 10 for Kachi. Dort College leads, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame, 55-50. With it on the right side is Manning. Manning gives it up to Stephen Lee. Lee leans in, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh, and Lindbergh came in from out of bounds, no call made. Lindbergh, Sumner. Sumner thought about the three, decides against it. Here's Rindles. Rindles puts it up in traffic, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play, and Nate will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Trey Berg whistled for his second personal. Team foul number three on Wesleyan in this half. So Nathan Rindles, the sophomore point guard for the defenders, up to the charity stripe. He makes the first one. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game at 56-50. Another one on the way. This one ends up, and he makes that one as well. 57-50. Dort College in front by seven. Dort College at one point trailed 48-42. Since then, they've outscored Wesleyan 15-2. That's four on Den Herter. Den Herter gets called for a hold down low. Team foul number three on the defenders in this half. And decision time for Coach Ross Dalma, and he's not going to waste any time. He's going to check Tyler Waltersdorf back into the game, so David Den Herter checks out with four personals. Inbounding is Wesleyan. Wesleyan throw over the top. They get it into Manning. Manning will set the offense for Dakota Wesleyan. Comes over to Trey Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg with it on the wing. Comes back over to Manning. Manning three. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it away to Rindles. Rindles right side. Kachi. Kachi's got a hot hand. He wants a ball screen. He gets one from Lindbergh. Kachi, nothing there. Comes back over to Walt. Walt right side. Rindles. Rindles in the lane, his short shot, good. Two-point basket, Dort College leads 59-50. 13:48 remaining, and Dakota Wesleyan needs another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 59-50 our score, 13:48 remaining. The Dort College defenders up by nine. And Dort College right now on a 17-2 run after getting up 48-42. Wesleyan got up as they hit a three, a back-to-back threes to open the second half by Luke Bamberg and Trey Berg. Since then, Dort College has outscored Wesleyan 17-2. Now, Dort College not out of the woods in terms of foul trouble. You've gotten this far with Dalton Franken with three. He's right now catching a breather. You've also got Nate Rindles with three. He picked up in the first half. And now the ball inbounded to Bamberg. Bamberg gets it away to Trey Berg. Trey Berg to Meilenberg. Meilenberg with the basketball. Meilenberg, they give it up to Manning. Manning on the perimeter. Comes back over to Stephen Lee. Stephen Lee, Manning. Manning, Stephen Lee. Stephen Lee's three, no good. Voss, rebound, it's taken away by Meilenberg. Meilenberg driving in, lays it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College. Kyle into the front court. Dort College by nine. Lindberg has some room to work. Lays it up with the left hand, no good. And this time they catch Lindberg from coming out of bounds. He did it as well on the defensive end, and they didn't catch it a couple of possessions ago. This time they do. If you want to nitpick just a little bit, when Dort College identifies Kyle Lindbergh coming down the floor, they got to retreat out of the lane and give him a little more room to work and pull a defender away from the basket. Wesleyan over the basketball, Tate Martin. They pass it, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Meilenberg. Meilenberg, Moss. Moss drops it off, and the ball is tipped out, taken by Sumner. Heady play by the freshman from Ankeny. Dort College over the basketball, Rindles. 12:50 remaining. This time, Lindbergh lays it up, lays it down. Kyle Lindbergh with 13, and the defenders lead 61-50. Steal by Kachi, layup good. Austin Kachi with 12 points. Dort College opens up a 63-50 lead. Don't let up now. Pass goes over to Bamberg. Bamberg comes back out front. Jade Miller. Jade Miller to Meilenberg. Meilenberg gives it up. Bamberg. Bamberg answers with a three-pointer. He's got 13, averaging 9.4 points per game. Dort College leads 63-53. 12:14 remaining. Sumner too strong on the three. Can't get it to go. Rindles saves it in. It's taken by Wesley, and player now taken back by Lindbergh. Lindbergh at midcourt. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, and Coach Ross Dalma says, I want a timeout to talk things over and settle things down. Dort College with the basketball and a 10-point lead when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College basketball, Patrick Nabla on the floor. He passes right side, and we see a zone from Dakota Wesleyan. Tyler Waltersdorf, left side, it goes Nabla. Nabla to Austin Kachi, high post, Tyler. Tyler at the free throw line, puts it up, shot is good. Tyler Waltersdorf off the dribble against the zone, isolated against Jalen Voss. Dort College leads 65-53. Dort College is led by as many as 13. They lead by 12. Pass right side, Meilenberg. Meilenberg, Bamberg. They pass it down low for Voss. Voss, layup good. Jalen Voss is a handful. He's got 18. Dort College leads 65-55 as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Lindbergh tries to pass it off, and it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 11:09 remaining, Dort College basketball. Dort College the luxury of a lead, so they can rest some players right here. Nathan Rindles in on the bench, catching a breather. Pass to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, bang. Austin Kachi with his third tonight. Dort College leads 68-55. Get a couple stops now. With the basketball out front is Tate Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin with it on the right wing. Puts it on the floor, and he's going to be called for traveling. Martin is going to be a nice player by the time he is done. He is a freshman. Number 11 for Dakota Wesleyan when he comes back to the DeWitt gym, but later in the season. 5'11", pretty quick. I believe he's a hometown boy out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Dort College playing with a 13-point lead. Pass goes left side, Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Nabla. Nabla to Franken. Franken, double-teamed, throws it off of the glass, no good. Tap out, Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, 10:30 remaining. Lindbergh with it on the baseline. Gives it up, Tyler. 28 to shoot. Dort College has time. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi will fire a three. He's feeling it. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped out by Lindbergh. Controlled by Wesley. And here come the Tigers. Tigers with the basketball as we approach the midpoint of the second half. Fade away in the lane. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Three dark jerseys under the basket. Taking away the rebound. Nabla gets it over to Kachi. Kachi. Bounce pass inside. Intended for Lindbergh. Taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Touch pass back to Menning. Menning with six. Dort College leads 68-57. Dort College still by double digits. We're past the midpoint of the second half. Tyler Waltersdorf, right side, Nabla. Nabla gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Voss. Reverses Franken. Franken, three-pointer, got it. I had someone ask me, when's he going to cool off? And I said, hopefully in 4 years. Franken now drilling the three. He's got three threes, throw in five twos, and that totals up to, if my math is correct, 19 points, Vanke's missed two shots, and Dort College has their biggest lead of the ballgame, and Wesleyan has used a timeout. Back of the more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 71-57 our score. Dort College by 14. Biggest lead of the ballgame. 9:34 remaining. Dort College has outscored Wesleyan 31-15 here in the second half. Wesleyan will bring it up with Tate Martin. Martin passes over to Bamberg. Bamberg gives it up Menning. Menning with the basketball. Trey Berg. Berg underneath Voss. Kick out Bamberg. Bamberg driving in. Collision. No call made. Den Herter hits the floor hard. He comes back up with the basketball. He comes right side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh ball fake. Kicks it back over to Rindles. Rindles in the lane. Has a strip free. Well, this is possibly the most physical game I've seen. I didn't see the Briarcliff game, the entirety of it, last week at least. But it seems this one is a little more physical than the last few have been. Inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. Rindles gets it into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra slides. It's tipped. Taken back by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. 9 minutes left to go in the game. They drop it down low for David. David spins. Little hook shot. Nice looking move by the 6'9 post player. He's got four, and he's silky. Softs that one through. Dort College leads 73-57. Coming up with the basketball is Tate Martin. Martin gives it up Trey Berg. Down low, Jalen Voss. Voss working on Den Herter, and Den Herter playing with four fouls, and Voss able to put it up over the top of him. He's got 20. Dort College leads 73-59. Rindles with the basketball. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the ball. Lindbergh back over to Rindles. Rindles to Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. 8:15 remaining. Dort College by 14. Rindles. Down low it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh. Lindbergh spins. Puts it up and he's fouled on the play. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 13 for Lindbergh tonight. He had 8 rebounds. He had 7 rebounds, I believe, at halftime. And he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. Chris Manning picks up his second personal for Dakota Wesleyan. First free throw on the way for Lindbergh is up and through. 74-59, Dort College. Extending the lead to 15. They haven't put the point up on the board yet. Now they do. 8:06 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. So Lindbergh eyes it, flies it, buys it. 75-59 Dort College by 16. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Tate Martin brings it up. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Martin on the right wing. Martin's going to drive in, kicks it out into the corner. Dort College closes, and stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Trey Berg. It'll be Dort College basketball. He stepped on the baseline. Dort College gets the ball back. Bringing the basketball up will be Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball on the wing. Lindbergh comes back right side. Out front, Franken. Franken, another three. Good grief. He bottoms out another one. He's got four. 22 for Franken. 78-59. Well, when he checks out, you don't want him to touch anything. It might melt. 78-59, Dort College leading. With a basketball out front is Stephen Lee. Lee with a basketball, Berg. Berg goes right corner. Berg, deep right corner, comes back over to Tate Martin. Martin with a basketball to Lee. Lee goes down low to Bamberg. Bamberg, little shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles feeds Crocker. David Den Herter is fouled on the way to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. David Den Herter shooting a pair. He's got four. I don't remember a perimeter shooter from Dort College in the last couple of years having a night like this. Sean Kaiser, his freshman year down at Valley City State, had a great game in his initial appearance. Dalton Franken tonight with 22, and I think he's missed two shots. Den Herter makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Alex Terpstra checks out of the ballgame. Second free throw by David is in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. Dort College by 20, 79-59. 6:55 left to go in the contest. Trey Berg over the basketball. Berg to Meilenberg. Meilenberg slips, and we've got a hand check called on Austin Kachi. Austin whistled for his second. And Anthony Meilenberg fouled before the shot. That's team foul number four on the defenders. David Denherter will check out. Brian Sumner checks in. Inbounding the basketball will be Trey Berg. Berg throws it in over the top, gets it in to Stephen Lee. Stephen Lee gets it over to Trey Berg. Trey Berg drops it off. Meilenberg. Meilenberg shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Franken. Dalton Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the right side. I'd try to find Dalton Franken again. Rindles in traffic, puts it up off of the glass, good. He's not scared of much. He's got six. Dort College leads 81-59. And Dakota Wesleyan right now, they've got timeouts remaining, but they're letting it play out, it seems. Trey Berg over the basketball. Berg driving in. Rindles fights him off. Kick into the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken down. Shot no good. On the putback by Stephen Lee. Here comes Lindberg over the basketball. Lindberg into the front court. Finds Sumner. Sumner with the back. College will use the clock. Pass goes left side. Dalton Franken thought about the three. Drops it off for Lindberg instead. Outside Rindles. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Back underneath it goes Lindberg. Lindberg working on Voss. Hook shot in the lane. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled. Again, Rindles had his hands on it, but Voss wrestled it away. Rindles only giving away about 5 inches and 60 pounds. With it on the right side. And a foul called on Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg will pick up his second. 81-59, Dort College up 22, 5:32 left to go in this contest. Trey Berg to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyle Lindberg whistled for his second personal foul. Well, Coach Ross Dalma managing minutes on the sideline. You've got Tyler Waltersdorf out of the ballgame, and I would be surprised if we saw Tyler again this evening, unless he absolutely needs to get him in for 90 seconds or so. Trey Berg makes the first free throw. He's got four. Dort College leading 81-60. Another free throw on the way for Trey Berg. This one's up and good, so he makes them both. 81-61, Dort College by 20. And a timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College defensively limiting Dakota Wesleyan to 19 points so far in the second half, and that's factoring in the two quick threes that Dakota Wesleyan had to start the second half. Pass goes to Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the baseline. Lindberg, a clear path to the basket, lays it up, can't get it to go. It's been that kind of night for Kyle Lindberg. Here comes Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. Meilenberg. Meilenberg to Bamberg. Bamberg puts it up. Blocked by Lindberg. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Now it's stolen back by Meilenberg. Meilenberg finger roll is good. Anthony Meilenberg with 6 points. Dort College leads 81-63. 4:55 left to go in the game. Dort College will use some clock. Pass comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg getting a step. Little hook shot in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Voss, and again, Dakota Wesleyan survives with a point-blank attempt for Kyle Lindberg. That little hook shot, can't get it to go. Gives it up Bamberg. Bamberg to Trey Berg. Trey Berg, Meilenberg. Meilenberg thought about the three. He's going to pass it off instead over to Bamberg. Bamberg with the basketball. His team down 18. Three-pointer on the way is good. Trey Berg with the three-pointer. He's got eight, and the Dort College lead is 81-66. 4:16 remaining in this game. With the basketball is Sumner. Sumner on the left side over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it up Sumner. Sumner with the ball. Sumner comes back over to Rindles. Rindles backing his way in. Gives it back over to Sumner, and we've got a travel called on Nate Rindles. Well, Dort College still up 81-66, but you want a defensive stop or two here. 3:53 left to go in the game. Patrick Nabla is going to check into the game. Nathan Rindles will check out. Inbounding the basketball is Bamberg. Bamberg gets it into Trey Berg. Trey Berg with 8 points, all in the second half. He's got it right side, gets it away. Three-pointer is good for Manning. Manning makes it an 81-69 ball game, Dort College by a dozen. With it on the right side is Lindbergh. Dort College, you don't want to stop playing now. 3:35 remaining in the contest. With it on the right side is Kachi. Kachi goes over to Sumner. Dort College needs a bucket. With it is Sumner. Sumner hands it off to Kachi. Kachi leans in. Nothing there, Sumner. Sumner goes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Bamberg. Lindbergh, hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan off and running. Trey Berg. Berg up the floor. Wesleyan playing with some confidence now. Manning, three. Good. Manning makes the three, and Dakota Wesleyan mounting a comeback. They trail 81-72. 2:50 left to play, and Dort College isn't going to call a timeout. Kachi with it on the left side. Kachi tries to pass it inside. It's kicked. 22 on the shot clock, 2:45 on the game clock. And Tyler Walterstorff will check back in, as will Nathan Rindles. Foul situation, both teams have one foul to give before getting to the bonus. Inbounding the basketball will be Nathan Rindles. Dort College was up 81-59, and now we've got a hold called on Dakota Wesleyan, and there goes the foul to give. So Wesleyan has scored 13 unanswered, a 2, a 2, a 3, and a 3. So three straight three-pointers and 2 two-pointers. That's how you put together a 13-0 run. Fresh 35 for the defenders to work with, up by 9. With the basketball is Rindles. Dort College is in the bonus here on out as well. Tyler Walterstorff gives it off underneath. Lindbergh. Lindbergh can't make the shot. Rebound tip, controlled. Here's Lindbergh off of the glass, finally gets it to go. It has been a tough night for Kyle underneath. 83-72. Shot blocked by Lindbergh, but a foul called on Lindbergh. And now, Dakota Wesleyan with a chance to cut into the lead. So foul number 3 on Lindbergh. Free throws on the way for Trey Berg. This will be a two-shot situation. Berg is an 83% free throw shooter for Wesleyan. First one is up and good. Well, Dakota Wesleyan showing some signs of life. They trail 83-73 pending the free throw. Dort College with four timeouts remaining. Wesleyan has two left. Second free throw is up. Good. It's a 9-point game again. Dort College leads 83-74. Rindles in the backcourt. Brings it up the floor. Nate with it on the right wing. Dakota Wesleyan not playing the foul game yet. Lindbergh with the basketball. He's guarded there by Luke Bamberg. Bamberg he gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with it, guarded there by Trey Berg. 15 to shoot for the defenders. They get it over to Dalton Franken. Dort College by 9. They come back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 8 to shoot. Now Kachi. Kachi drives the lane, puts it up with the left hand, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Big bucket by the senior, Austin Kachi. Second half, he has 14 points, 17 for the ball game, and he steps up and hits the left-handed drive. And he goes to the free throw line now with an opportunity at the 3-point play and can extend the lead to 12. 85-74, pending the free throw. Kachi, the senior from Orange City, puts it down. Austin Kachi with the 3-point play, and the defenders lead 86-74. Timeout charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 86-74, Dort College by a dozen. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 86-74, Dort College by a dozen, 1:40 remaining. With the basketball is Manning. Manning passes it off to Jaden Miller. Miller to Meilenberg. Meilenberg dumps it off. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi, and Kachi is fouled on the play. Well, Dakota Wesleyan, it does surprise me that you take Jalen Voss off of the floor. He is not playing right now, as they've gone to a perimeter-oriented lineup with no true post player on the floor. I guess Bamberg would be the closest thing to it. Kachi shooting a 1-1 as he was fouled on the rebound. Free throw on the way for Austin is up and good. Kachi, a 90% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. He's 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight, shooting a third one here. And he has 19 points currently. That one's up and down as well. Kachi makes them both. Dort College leads 88-74. 1:28 and counting. Wesleyan basketball. Trey Berg with it. Berg driving in right side, and Rendles is going to be called for a hold out front. Four fouls on Rendles. Not sure there was anything different on that play than we've been seeing for the last 16 minutes or so. Free throw on the way for Trey Berg is up and good. Berg with 11 points for Wesleyan, came in averaging 15.4 points per game. A second free throw on the way for Berg is up and good. Trey Berg makes them both. He's 6-for-6. Dort College leads 88-76. Dort College, Lindberg. Lindberg throws and taken away. Now taken back by Tyler Walterstorff. Back over to Nathan Rendles. Rendles with the basketball on the backcourt. Rendles gets it away. Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff across the timeline. Dort College will set things up. And now Rendles is fouled by Trey Berg. Berg picks up his third, and Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line. He's got 6 points. He'll shoot 2 free throws. He's an 89% free throw shooter. 88-76, Dort College by 12. 1:08 remaining. So Rendles' free throw is up and good. Rendles is 42-47 this season from the charity stripe. He's got another one on the way. That one's up and good as well. So Nathan Rendles makes them both. He's got 8. And the defenders lead 90-76, closing in on their season average of 93.5 points per game. Trey Berg with a driving layup. Dort College gives him some ground, and Rendles is fouled in the backcourt by Trey Berg. Berg picks up his 4th personal, and more free throws on the way for Nate Rendles. 90-78, 56.2 seconds remaining. Make your free throws. You should be okay. Dort College trying to win at the Corn Palace for the 3rd year in a row. And that is team foul number 10 as well on Dakota Wesleyan. First free throw on the way for Rendles is up and good. 91-76. Dort College in front. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Rendles makes them both. Dort College leads 92-78. Dort College by 14. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Dakota Wesleyan will not commit a foul. Dort College will come down. And Franken has the basketball. Now Dort College will either have to shoot it or commit a shot clock violation. There's a 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. So a youthful Dort College basketball team comes to the Corn Palace. And Austin Kachi lays it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan on the missed shot. Here comes Luke Bamberg. Bamberg passes it off to Menning. Menning gives it up. 3 is good for Jade Miller. Miller with the 3-point basket. Dort College leads 92-81. And that's how it'll end. Dort College improves to 13-1, 6-0 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan falls to 5-7 overall, 0-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Our final, Dort College 92, Dakota Wesleyan 81. Wireless World post-game wrap-up comes up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College defeats Dakota Wesleyan 92-81 in men's basketball. Here are the numbers. Dort College trailed at halftime 42-40. Outscored Dakota Wesleyan 52-39 in the second half. Dort College 32 of 66 from the floor, 48.5%, 58.6% in the second half. They were 17 of 29. 10 for 16 on threes, 62.5%. 18 of 22 on free throws, 81.8%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 25 of 62 from the floor, 40.3%. They were limited to 12 of 32 shooting, 37.5%. And that's with five shots that they made in a row to turn a 22-point ball game into a 9-point game. Dakota Wesleyan, 12 of 29 from the three-point line for 41.4%. 19 of 24 on free throws, 79.2%. Dort College rebounds Dakota Wesleyan 44-32. Turnovers, Dort 13, Dakota Wesleyan 12. Dort College was led in scoring tonight by Dalton Frankens, 22 points. He was 9 of 11 from the floor, 4 for 4 on three-pointers. 20 points for Austin Kachi. 17 points for Kyle Lindberg. 12 points for Nathan Rindles. 9 for Brian Sumner, 7 for Tyler Waltersdorf, and 5 for David Denherter. For Dakota Wesleyan, 20 for Jalen Voss, 14 for Trey Berg, 13 for Luke Bamberg, 12 for Chris Manning, 11 by Tate Martin, 6 for Anthony Meilenberg, and 5 for Jade Miller. Dort College was led in rebounding tonight by Kyle Lindberg. He goes for 17. 9 rebounds for Austin Kachi. He was pretty active. He was pretty patient on the offensive end as well. 8 rebounds for Nate Rindles, 4 for Dalton Franken, and 3 for Tyler Waltersdorf. Dakota Wesleyan was led in rebounding by Jalen Voss with 10, 6 for Jade Miller, 4 for Luke Bamberg. Tate Martin had 7 assists for the Tigers, 4 for Trey Berg. For Dort College, 4 assists for Kyle Lindberg, and 4 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 3 assists for Nate Rindles. 2 block shots by Kyle Lindberg, 2 steals. Tyler Waltersdorf had 4 assists. I believe I told you that already. Dort College is now 13-1 overall, 6-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan falls to 5-7 and 0-4. Dort College has now won 10 in a row. Dakota Wesleyan has dropped 5. In a row. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take a break and be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as the Dort College defenders defeat Dakota Wesleyan on the road tonight, 92-81 at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Coach Ross Dalma, a 2-point deficit at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan came out, hit a couple of threes early. I think you were down 6 at one point, and from that point until about the 5-minute mark, your team played pretty good defense and limited Dakota Wesleyan, gave yourself enough of a cushion, and you come home with a double-digit victory. Good win for your team tonight at the Corn Palace.
Thanks, Mike. Guys did a really good job of asserting themselves about a minute or two into the second half. Defensively, did a nice job of really jamming the arc and making things difficult. And then we, like you said, from the 5-minute mark on, gave him some pretty free looks there where we got careless with the ball and, of course, with our defensive assignments. But overall, played a nice game. Really believe this Dakota Wesleyan team is a top six team in our conference. I think they do some things really well. And they have probably the best pure post player in the league as well. He's a handful and got some kids who shoot it well from the perimeter. They're going to win a lot of games here at the Corn Palace this year. And we're just thankful to get out of here with a win and a good team effort.
Talk about the defensive job on Voss, because I really didn't think you did that bad a job on him. He still ends up with 20 points, though. Talk about that.
It was a concerted effort, of course, with five guys on the floor to really pressure the ball hard on the perimeter and make that entry pass a little bit longer and a little more difficult with a lot of weak side help. We just didn't feel that if we let him catch and play behind, and even if we brought a double, it wouldn't be good enough that he would just overpower it. So we went with fronting and trying to shove the ball higher and wider on the floor, and he got some baskets. Hopefully we tried to make him earn them, and then we really tried to do our best in transition offensively to run hard and try to wear some of their guys down. You know, their depth is not where they like it to be, and that's why we really do our best with playing 8-9 guys and really got some solid minutes off the bench from a number of guys tonight.
Offensively, you pushed the ball, but also for the most part seemed like you were pretty patient.
We were. We just felt that we wanted to get the ball swung several times and that we'd be able to get high percentage shots. We got high percentage shots. I thought we missed a lot of buckets that we should have had tonight, to be honest. And I think, you know, a couple of our post guys, Kyle and Ty would probably tell you, that they missed some buckets around the hoop that probably should have had. That said, they didn't quit. You know, they were relentless and they showed some character in that regard with the rebounding and other things that they did. You know, with Kyle 17-17.
You talk about the post players not having the shooting night you would like, but then I take a look at Austin Kachi, 7 of 9. Dalton Franken, 9 for 11. Brian Sumner, 3 threes in the first half. Nate Rindles, 3 for 4 from the floor. Your perimeter players really shot it well this evening.
They did. I thought we moved the ball very well, Mike. And 14 assists was good. The turnovers were low. That's, due in part to the good play on the perimeter from those guys there that you mentioned. I thought we were very patient, took high percentage shots on the perimeter, and in the post for that matter. We just happened to be hitting some shots on the perimeter. And Nathan and Dalton, of course, were saddled with fouls once again and just need to play a little bit more discipline with some of our fouls, especially the ones after missed baskets that are 90 feet from the hoop. Those are starting to get frustrating here where we're not only getting ourselves in foul trouble, but we're putting the other team at the foul line. And we got to clean some of that stuff up. We need Nathan and Dalton on the floor a little bit more.
Well, those players that I mentioned, I just did some quick math, 22 of 27 from the floor, so a good night for them, obviously. Hastings comes to town on Saturday. Your attention turns to them now, preparing over the next 2 days. Hastings College, obviously a very good team. They had the night off tonight. Talk about Hastings College.
Well, the one thing we really, and this is where I think our guys did a great job, and as our coaching staff, we really want to commend them, that every game counts the same in our league. And of course Hastings has got an outstanding team, but so does Dakota Wesleyan, and we had to come in here focused tonight, and we did that, especially in the second half. And now we turn our attention to a very good Hastings team that's a veteran team, Mike, obviously playing with a lot of pride and also a lot of a vision for where they want to be playing in March. And very impressed by what they do offensively, but probably more so defensively. They're really getting after teams, forcing hard shots and rebounding the ball. So I just think they're an outstanding team, and we're going to have to be at our very best on Saturday.
Coach, I'll let you go. Drive back safe to Sioux Center.
You as well, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dama, and that's just about going to do it for today's broadcast. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, online at hiltrealestate.com. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. You've been listening to the Wireless World Postgame Wrap. GPAC scores from tonight: Dort College over Dakota Wesleyan, 92-81. Nebraska Wesleyan over Concordia in men's play, 83-57. And it was Morningside over Mount Marty, 102-77. In Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball play. What that means is Dort College is now 6-0 in the conference. Hastings is 5-0. Midland is 5-1. Briarcliff is 4-2. Morningside is 3-2. Northwestern is, Nebraska Wesleyan is 2-2. Northwestern is 2-3. Concordia and Doan, 1-5. Dakota Wesleyan, 0-4. Mount Marty is 0-5 in the conference. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Until Saturday, when Dort College hosts Hastings at the DeWitt Gymnasium. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.